talk. That's the message from Seymour Hersh, the journalist behind a bombshell Nord Stream blast investigation, which ended up concluding that the U.S. was behind the explosions in September. Discussing his findings during a radio broadcast, he said he wouldn't reveal his sources despite media pressure.
I think what the newspapers, particularly the German news, they've been very nasty to me. And yep. The New York Times and the Washington Post just ignore me. I think what they want to really, what they think I should do is, you know, use his name and get him put in jail. It's amazing to me that how they fall in line, my colleagues. They didn't do it. When I was at the New York Times, they didn't do that. The one thing the government's good at is tracking down people who talk.
Right, from One This, I'm joined by Marina Kosarova in the studio. You can give me all of the details. What do we know more about this from his podcast?
Well, Seymour Hersh reiterated once again that this was all about the United States trying to hold on to their power in Europe. And what they wanted to do was to make sure that Russia and Germany don't become even closer. Because we've seen, for example, with Nord Stream 2, the supplies that from Russia to Germany of cheap gas, that amount was supposed to double. So the ties, if you will, would become even closer. And Germany would be unable, the way the U.S. saw it, would be unable to stand up to Russia if it wanted to follow America's lead, for example. So they wanted to eliminate that dependency due to the gas supplies. So the option was to get rid of them. And again, Seymour Hersh reminded us once again that Joe Biden and Victoria Nuland were talking about these plans quite openly. And from his article, from that source that he quotes with direct knowledge to the operational planning, he did say that those involved in the planning were shocked at how open and frank top U.S. officials were about getting rid of those pipelines. And again, as you mentioned, the source, that's the key element. Everyone wants to know who Seymour Hersh's source is. And he says that the reason why he doesn't reveal it is because, of course, he would be endangering them. Let's take a listen.
It's not even a hard story to understand. The president of the United States and the undersecretary of state both said they were going to do it. And they did it. There's something called the pipeline industry. There's an industry that makes people, make American companies involved. They build pipelines around the world. Are you listening to me?
Yes, yes, yes.
They know what happened.
So it seems he's not revealing the source, but it seems to be someone from the pipeline industry. That's the cue that he's given us this time.
Right now, Marina, if we take a step back, the story behind Hersh's report has not really been widely covered by mainstream media. Why do you think that is?
It's shocking, really, because I remember the day when this broke and I was here and discussing all the details that came out of it. I remember even then going back home and checking to see what Western media would say about this. And there was nothing, Sean, absolutely nothing. Then we saw trickles coming in the following day. And the way they portray it is interesting because, for example, even those who do mention it, their headlines are, for example, Russia gleefully endorses Hersh claim that U.S. blew up Nord Stream, that it's all about Russia being happy about this. Or, for example, Reuters, Russia, it says, that Russia wants the U.S. to answer questions over Nord Stream explosions. It's not Russia demanding answers. It's the world that should be demanding answers to this expose, because this is not just any journalist. It's an investigative journalist and someone with a track record and a background into exposing White House lies and cover-ups, as we've seen. So this is why it's so interesting that we haven't seen anything from mainstream media. It's not surprising, of course, we've seen. And also, let's not start on a whole different topic when we've seen how the White House interferes with what is posted on Twitter and which stories get, you know, more attention. But also, it's surprising that we've seen nothing from, I would say surprising, but it shouldn't really be surprising at this point, nothing from European officials. Absolutely no one is asking for accountability. Let's look into these claims. Nothing is being said except for a handful, for example.
The U.S. did not like the close economic relations between Germany and Russia. They do something, or they might try to do something, that might end that relationship. They're letting all their allies know that this is what they've done and they don't want any fuss over it. They needed to reverse the situation, to shut down the economic and energy ties between Russia and Germany, and not only with Germany, but also with most countries of Western and Eastern Europe. I think many American politicians have expressed their opposition to such close ties for strategic reasons. The Americans have a way of leaning on Germany, and in the end, Germany gave in.
So this is exactly what they were trying to achieve. And we've seen that at least some people are speaking about this and acknowledging the fact that there could be a reason behind it, that this could be the United States who are behind this, according to Seymour Hersh and the facts that he provides. And there's a long list of details that are in that original article. So it's hard to argue, really.
Now, Marina, for you and I, it's something that we have known for a long time, Nord Stream 2. But for those who might not know a bit about the background, can you give us a little bit more about that and also about the revelations now that they have come to light?
Absolutely. So this is all about the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 gas pipelines, which were blown up. And there was this article by Seymour Hersh where he is quoting a source with direct knowledge of the operational planning. And according to that source, this was all planned by the United States. And it started being planned as far back as 2021 when Joe Biden authorized his national security advisor to create a group and find a way to defeat Vladimir Putin and get rid of those pipelines. Now, the National Security Advisor put together a team that was comprised of the CIA, the State and Treasury Departments, for example, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So they were going back and forth, top secret meetings right next to the White House, and they came up with their master plan, which was to use U.S. Navy divers. And when would they do that? Well, that's where Norway came in and helped them and gave them all the answers, because they decided that the perfect time to plant those bombs on the pipelines would be during NATO's annual exercises, which happened in June. And that's what they did. So the U.S. Navy divers went in there, attached the bombs, and then they detonated them at a later date using a plane that dropped a buoy. And then that set it off. So it was all, according to Seymour Hersh and his source, this was all planned from the United States as far back as 2021 with Norway's help. They got it done. They blew up the pipelines. And now Germany doesn't even have to say, for example, oh, well, we can't say no to Russia because we need their gas, because they can't get any gas from Russia using those pipelines. And that was the plan.
All right, Artis, Marina Kosorova, you know that as the story develops, you'll stay across it for us. Thanks for that report.